The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 18th day of November 2019. You know, I'm thinking I must have lost 6 or 8 months, because the way the news medias are talking about the 2020 election, you would think that it wasn't a year away. Steve Elkins down in Florida. How you doing, Steve?
Hello there, Johnny.
I heard that you made a little trip to Orlando. Who did you go see?
Yeah, I saw one of your guests, Alex Newman, and a very sharp lecturer, very good guy. I like him.
Mm-hmm. And what was his subject matter?
Indoctrination in our schools. And I agreed 100%. It actually was interesting. My wife went, and she looked over me a couple times, and she gave me that look like, you know, everything you've been talking about with the indoctrination in the schools, the public school system, is that you were right. You're 100% correctly. He's simply reiterating what he's talking about. He has a new book he's putting out there. But you're right. They're not going to waste their time on us anymore. They're going to work on the children, because the children are the future, and these agendas are going to be fulfilled if they brainwash the children very early on. So,
well,
it was
and
a
that's,
great lecture.
And that's right. Even, Steve, if they can figure out, you know, they've got to look at, they've got all the kids now looking down at their crotches, yeah. And this is the last thing children need to be doing. But that's part of the propaganda, and folks, let us not forget, and I'd like people to fact check this one. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto was to have public schooling such as we have in this country. And when I started talking about this years ago, people are looking at me with a jaundiced eye going, yeah, sure, John. It's to be used for a transmission belt for government propaganda. Well, it's exactly turned out to be that. And I
can't remember the actual quote. It was Adolf Hitler, but who controls the minds of the children controls the future. And that's very, very true. That's exactly where they're going to go with this. And they don't really care about you and me. We got enough, well, 20, 30, maybe, I don't know, maybe not that long, left on the earth. So we aren't a threat. We're not going to change our ways. We know right from wrong. But the children, and using this global warming agenda and all these different agendas, the gun-grabbing agenda, they're going to start with these little kids. And that's where they're going to succeed. If this thing kicks off and they're successful, it will because they started the program working on the children.
As Rockefeller put it, minds of clay in which to mold.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Monday, I mean, it's already the 18th of November, and I'm looking around. Folks, this has been a particularly bad month for donations. I don't know if people are on vacation or what they're doing right now or what they're doing with their cash, but we ain't got none of that. And Steve, I was thinking maybe I should total up some stuff and give a target for people so we can achieve that target to stay on the air for another month here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop off here, and I'm going to get together my bills, and I'm going to look at them, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
That sounds fine. That's
all right.
Fine. Well, I'll take over the mic here for a little bit until John comes back. But I assume this listening audience has been watching the hearsay hearings. I call them the hearsay hearings. And that's exactly what we're hearing. Just hearsay. I heard it from this guy who heard it from this guy who heard it from this guy, and he told this guy, and he told me. Wow, isn't that amazing? An actual hearing, you could actually say, well, this is our evidence. This is the proof we need to get rid of Donald Trump here. It's all by hearsay, accusations, allegations, and hearsay now. Wow, rule of law. Is that the new rule of law? We're in trouble if it is. We are in serious trouble if it is. Well, I didn't watch today. I do know there was a new witness on the stand there, another Trump hater in the White House, which I've always found to be rather odd, that Donald Trump, in being the business mogul, the brilliance of his industries, would make a prime mistake, first off, going into office and not cleaning house. I've always wondered, why didn't you clean house? As presidents normally do that. They go in and they clean house. They get rid of the loyalists that were from the prior administration, and they bring in their own team. And, you know, he's got the team to do it. He's got the people to investigate other people to say, is this guy going to be good for my team or not? I don't believe in taking on holdovers. I never have. And I'm just strange that he had an opportunity to clean house and start over with a fresh new team, and he didn't do it. So I really don't. I don't really feel sorry for Donald Trump. I believe he'll get through it. I believe he'll actually probably get in 2020 because the other side of the coin there is really, really pretty bad. Socialists, communist socialists, and none of those people are going to be. Well, you can promise all you want, but I think the GDP, and I speak of the GDP, the general dumb population, really isn't that dumb. They know when they're being lied to. And it's impossible to give all these things they promised, healthcare, free college, waive my student loan debt. It's impossible. And I think they even know that. So don't think it's going to fly. Will Hillary come back in the race? Only if Joe Biden is out. I think that's the word through the grapevine, that he has to be out because he's next in line. But keep this in mind. You remember she recalled one of the statements she made about the people that were Trump supporters. She called us the deplorables. So if you're calling these people deplorables, do you think they're going to switch over and vote for you? No, not at all. So she really is, she's dead in the water, as far as I'm concerned. She can come in the race and she'll be humiliated. And I don't think she can pull off the fraud this time with the election fraud and voter fraud. It's not going to happen. I think that there's even a possibility that she may enter the race. I think what we're going to see is a lot of people going to the polls, and people are going to be voting just like they did last time. And if we hadn't done that, and I'm not a big fan of the voting thing. You know how I feel about voting. It is a scam. Bev Harris was right. Hacking democracy. I want it to be fixed, and I'm really angry that Donald Trump did not fix that. But I think any part of her entering the race in 2020 will have people flooding to the polls to vote, to say, I want to make sure this woman doesn't get in at all. Can't happen. So she'll be defeated for a second time, maybe even more so than the first time. But on the other side of the coin, like I said, the Democrats, I don't believe they will have a shot at 2020, not at all. Now, they're claiming that Joe Biden's still the front runner, which at 45%, I don't buy that. These are the same phony numbers that we heard about Hillary Clinton was going to sweep the race in 2016. That didn't happen either. So if you're getting your numbers from the mainstream media on those polling numbers, they are phony numbers. As phony as the unemployment numbers, as phony as of all economic numbers we've been told, the Baltimore Dry Index, everything number-wise, how many illegals are in this country, phony numbers. You can just forget those numbers. They're not true. And they'll be humiliated again in 2020, but they will never take accountability for the phony numbers. I still don't know why anybody's really watching the mainstream media. I really don't. Unfortunately, I do have to take a peek at it once in a while here just to see what's going on. Other than that, it's just crap news. It's just bad crap news, a lot of propaganda. It's a lot of accusations. There's no substance of most everything they talk about. It's pretty sad. We deserve much better than that, don't you think so? That's why we actually need to stay on air here because you've got a lot of hosts here who call it as they see it. I'm one of those hosts. I call it as I see it. Play no favorites. I have no party affiliation. I'm an independent. And right is right and wrong is wrong.
I'm back. So,
hey, that was... I'm not done yet, so you need to go back for another 5 minutes. Come back in five. I'm teasing. Go ahead. Well, my rant over.
Okay. Well, we haven't got around to the Mac Daddy, and I'm fixing to hammer Donald Trump.
Okay.
But we'll get to that in a few minutes here.
All right.
Yeah, and people have looked at me with a jaundiced eye going, oh, he's a Trumper. I said to people, look, when he does good, I'll say so. When he does bad, I'll say it twice as loud. And I'm getting ready to say it twice as loud. In any rate, I've totaled up some bills here just to catch up as of today, just on our internet and our internet provider, the person that has our webpage, and there's another service that provides the streaming. We got payroll and we got rent. That's $5,000 right there. That's $5,000. I got $300 in the bank. And the ironic thing about this is ironic, isn't it, Mike? The biggest expense to the network is you guys. And I've got three people running an entire network 24/7. Go figure that one out. I was talking to a guy up in Nebraska that he's got a couple of radio stations up there, and we were talking about radio and the condition it's in, and I said, well, how are you able to broadcast? He had the Nickerson's on, and before he had the Bundy's, and he's a good guy. And I said, how did you keep from getting jerked off the radio? And he says, well, I own the stations. So, yeah, that's a good way. I mean, when it's your house, the house makes the rules at any rate. Yep. So, you know, and this, folks, this is just to catch us up just to today, but I've got another couple of payrolls here, payroll weeks, and that's going to total almost $3,000 right there. So I'm up to 800, or I'm sorry, 8,000 by the end of the month. And this is getting serious. I mean, I'm beyond stressed with this one. I am just beyond stressed beyond this one. I just... I'm a little numb and not too comfortably numb, that's for sure. Two, three, four. Is he still connected?
I'm still here.
Okay, when I pause, you see, when I pause,
I can go back to my rant if you want to leave for five more minutes. I'm not done.
Well, by the way, I got your little thing in the mail today, and I tried calling. Oh, I tried calling the pillow people, but they haven't returned the call. And also, at the John Moore says, hey, I got an advertising guy for you. Oh, cool. What's his name? Kevin McDonald. Okay, cool. Call this guy. He wanted 50% commission rate on everything he sold. The only problem is he hasn't sold anything. And he's not taking any calls. I called John Moore today and I said, John, what is it with this guy? And he goes, well, he evidently is in over his head. I said, you mean he's writing checks his butt can't cover? And he said, yeah, something like that. So still, I've been looking for somebody to sell advertising for this network for a very long time. And you know what? I thought about it. 50%, I'd pay that as a commission, which is an ungodly amount. But if I had people out there and it looked good enough to them, then yeah, okay, I'll do that. Well, fine. You know, I'll give you 50%. 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. Right. You know, so I'm about out of that gas, man. I've been doing this for many years. The problems that we're seeing right now in this country are coming to a head. And if the people believe that they can get along without us and they can just go to the internet or their favorite podcast out there, well, have at it. Because that's what you're going to have to do. I'm stopping short of saying I'm hanging it up. But I've thought about this today. And for everything I've done and put into this network, what I have ignored is myself. What I've ignored is my own life, such as it is, outside of this network. And it's been non-existent for a very long time. So, folks, you know... It takes the joy out of doing what you know necessarily has to be done. And now I've slipped into that category that millions of Americans are in right now, that they don't want to go to work. They don't want to go to work. And when you reach a point like that and you're ahead of a network, well, how's that one? Yeah. It's gone on way too long. And quite frankly, I'm going to let the people vote with their dollars. You can call in, and there are some well-heeled people. I'm always getting calls from people. I got one from Michigan today, and the guy wanted to get, he's a veteran, he wanted to get on the radio. And he said, I've been listening to you for a long time. And folks, you don't know who we reach and where we go to. This guy is a black veteran, and he has woken up. He woke up many years ago. And we reach all kinds of people out there, all kinds, from different walks of life and a different perspective on they see what's going on in this country. That's why people listen to this network, folks. You know, we're not hate central here. The extremists, I guess you could call me an extremist, because that's the category they're putting us all in. If you dare say that this is not a democracy, it's a republic, and we do have a constitution, and it is the law, you are in violation. That's the extreme right. They're painting into the media as some whacked out people that are misogynistic and prejudiced, and they're white supremacist, and they're this, that, and the other. That storyline has gone by the wayside, because it just ain't true. You got a couple of government sponsored groups out there, that's for sure, or people that are on the Fed of the payroll, or payroll of the Fed, rather. I transfixed that. But yeah, you have people out there that don't have the sense that God gave geese. And most of them are not working in your interest. The only thing they're out there is spreading more division. I'll leave it up to you as to what hate is. What I hate is people that don't even understand what country they were born in and what their obligations of a citizen is. I mean, so you can give us, and we've got some, like I started to say, we've got some well-heeled people out there. I mean, internet, we, as of today, we owe 1,500. The streaming provider, 300. Payroll, 14. Rent, 14. Yeah. And I got payroll to deal with, and that's about $3,000. I only got 3 board ops, and I'm not even paying them what they're worth. Is that true, Mike? I'm not paying you guys what you're worth? Yeah, he's nodding his head. I'm sure America could hear him.
You know, John, one of the commercials you play on the network here is the one Mike Rivero does about what have you learned, you know, the cup of coffee and the price of a cup of coffee. And on a daily, people who listen to this network are a very intelligent group here. We have some of the sharpest listeners. We really do. And I love taking calls from them, and they really open my eyes sometimes. I'm thinking, wait, we have a sharp group of people here. And how did that come about? That didn't happen overnight, because people listened to the network and they tuned in to their favorite people, and they kept going back and listening. And the host would bring information that you wouldn't ever find on the mainstream media. And we actually got smarter and smarter and smarter, you know, more intelligent on the subject matter. I know myself personally, when I discovered RBN through Mike Rivero being on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. And I thought, God, this guy's saying stuff I've never heard before. This is awesome. There's somebody who's not censored out there, John. And that brought me to the network and found you and other hosts. And I started listening. I said, geez, my eyes are opening up here. I'm learning so much. And I'm getting more engaged. And this listening audience is engaged because they call in on a regular basis. And when people don't call in, I know people are still listening. They may not have something to add to it because they just agree with what you're talking about, but we are educating people. We are educating people, and that's a good thing, and we need to continue doing that here on the network. So people, if you can, what you can give, we don't like doing this. We don't like to get out there and say, please, please beg for money, but we do need to stick around. We do.
I'll ditto that one. We'll let you know how you can do that right after this break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, folks. You can call into the network. If you will, heal people out there, any of the amounts that I mentioned, you want to take care of that yourself, hey, it'd be much appreciated. 800-724-2719, extension 3, or our address, and it's on our front page, but what I've discovered is one guy that wants to advertise in the network, he has no internet, he has no computer, and he wanted to fax me over something. And I said, I no longer have a fax machine. But the address here is RBN, that's all you got to put on the envelope, RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or... And this is the fastest and easiest way for stuff to hit our account is PayPal. Orders at republicbroadcasting.org. If you just simply go to republicbroadcasting.org, the donate button at the top takes you directly to PayPal, and you do not have to be a member. And we don't sell this off, nor do we allow PayPal to garner people's emails and the pertinent stuff and use that to monetize for their own selves. PayPal does charge a fee. I think it's 1.5% for every transaction. But for the speed that that gets delivered in accounts, it's immediate. So go to our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and the donate button at the top will take you right to the PayPal. Don't have to be a member. Just add the pertinent information. And this is something you may want to consider. Put it in your monthly bill. I just saw a TV commercial the other day. It was for St. Jude's. And they said, you know, they've helped us out quite a bit. And, you know, our payment is in there to St. Jude's every month, just like our mortgage payment is. Folks, that's not such a bad idea. Sending a monthly donation is, that is. So anyhow, I will leave it up to you. I was up at 8:30 this morning trying to deal with a Nickerson situation. People I'm talking to, they're stuck. I talked to Mark Anderson today, Steve, and he was thinking about going up there. He goes, you know, that's 1,800 miles. And I goes, yeah, I know how far it is. And I said, let me tell you something. If I had the bills caught up at this network, I said, I'd be driving you up there because there's something smelly about this whole deal. I want to find out what it is. And it's another one of those issues that are dividing people. If you're not a patriot, you're not on board with them, well, then you're not worth supporting. Well, wait a minute here. I've been doing my due diligence here, and the more I'm scratching around, the more I'm finding out what I don't like. So that's part of what we do, folks, is to ferret the stuff out and present it that you can understand what's going on. And I told Anderson today, I said, you know, I'd like to go up there myself. There is a county council meeting that Sheriff Getz is going to be at tonight, and I would like to be there. I would have liked to have been there. And he said, well, maybe I can get the minutes from it. And I go, yeah, what are you going to learn from the minutes? Not much of anything. So, yeah. It's
last time we sent a broadcaster from RBM, we lost him for a while, didn't we?
Yes. Yes.
Remember Tom Lacavera there? What happened? Well, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
They don't like the independent media. They don't like us poking around. They don't want us to take notes.
We can't be controlled.
Probably advise against that.
We can't be controlled.
Yeah, I'd hate to think that Mark Anderson would be detained and they'd build some kind of case against him because he's a good guy. He's a good host.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Can't lose him.
Phone has not rung. 800-724-2719, extension 3, folks. Don't ring 1. It goes to a secretary's desk that I no longer had because I had to convert her into a board operator. And don't ring 2 because that's going to ring right next to my ear. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Mike. Make a donation today, folks, please. We need it. And I'm about worn out because I've spent all day on computer and on the phone and talking with people, and I've already put in 8 hours. All right. Donald Trump. Donald. You know, you haven't heard much out of his son-in-law, Mr. Kushner, right? Right, Steve?
No, not much.
Well, that's because he's been doing his due diligence to legitimize Israel and to basically sign a death warrant for the Palestinians. And when we get back out of break, I'm going to play you what our Secretary of State, Mr. Pompas, has to say. And basically, well, we want a two-state solution, but we're not going to recognize the Gaza Strip or the West Bank or any of that other stuff. And this thing about international law, Israelis stealing and occupying Palestinian land, we're not going to pay any attention to that anymore. So evidently it's open season on what's left of the Palestinians. We'll take the break, come back, and you'll be able to hear out of Pompeo's pompous ass what the plans are for the Palestinians in the future, which ain't looking good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I got some news to tell about some wild, wild mess. Here comes the doctor in charge of her. She's got some wild, wild mess. And that's the way you like it.
Uh-oh. All right. Secretary of State. And he's stumbling over his own words. I think he was a little bit nervous while he was doing this, but hey. It is Mr. Pompous.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades. In 1978, the Carter administration categorically concluded that Israel's establishment of civilian settlements was inconsistent with international law. However, in 1981, President Reagan disagreed with that conclusion and stated that he didn't believe that the settlements were inherently illegal.
Ronald Reagan? This is about the time in Ronald Reagan's life that he didn't even know who Ronald Reagan was.
Subsequent administrations recognized that unrestrained settlement activity could be an obstacle to peace, but they wisely and prudently recognized that dwelling on legal positions didn't advance peace. However, in December 2016, at the very end of the previous administration, Secretary Kerry changed decades of this careful bipartisan approach by publicly reaffirming the supposed illegality of settlements. After carefully studying all sides of the legal debate, this administration agrees with President Reagan. The establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not, per se, inconsistent with international law. Calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law hasn't worked. it hasn't advanced the cause of peace. The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace. This is a complex political problem that can only be solved by negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The United States remains deeply committed to helping facilitate peace, and I will do everything I can to help this cause. The United States encourages the Israelis and the Palestinians to resolve the status of Israeli settlements in the West Bank in any final status negotiations.
Well, isn't that just precious? Because, you know, in our own law, Steve, in our own country, property gives you inherent rights. So that's what this is all about in Israel. It's the taking of the Palestinian land. And that there's really no legal points about this, and this hasn't worked. Well, okay, we want them at the negotiating table to negotiate for what? Negotiate what?
Right.
That you're going to build more settlements and steal more of our land? These guys are in, basically, the Palestinians are in the world's largest internment camps. They're walled in.
Yes. Tent cities.
Basically tent cities. And every once in a while,
there's a difference in understanding of what stealing is, evidently. Everybody has a different idea of what stealing is. And the Palestinians are pushing back, and so they're pushing back and not giving in the land. Well, that, they can't have that. This is our land. You know, they're going back to the time when God said, this is yours. I mean, we've seen that map. You've had the map on the network before.
Yes.
Of how big Palestine used to be, and now it's a sliver.
Well,
I was very disappointed. Yeah. When I saw that today, I was very disappointed. I sent that over to you. I was very angry. And well, how can there be peace? Because the end goal is to take it entirely, all of what's left of Palestine, and hand it over to Israel. And we are the facilitators in doing that. And we're actually getting this information from the guy who said, I left the academy, Naval Academy, to go to the CIA, where I learned how to lie, steal, and cheat. This is the guy who gives us the information that they're not going to stop it. They're allowed to keep going on. And it makes me very angry. Sorry.
Well, in a Monday statement, as U.S. Secretary Pompeo announced, Washington no longer regards Israeli settlements in the West Bank as violating international law, reversing the Obama administration's position. This is about the only thing that Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sortor, did while he was president, and taking no legal position on the question or that of Israeli occupation of the West Bank itself. Well, that's simple. Nothing to see here. He announced that the U.S. would repudiate its previous legal opinion on the status of the settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. U.S. will no longer adopt a position of legality on those settlements, breaking with the Obama administration decision that they did violate international law. And there's a quote in here. The settlements are home to more than 600,000 Israelis who live mostly in settlements scattered across the territories, which Israel seized from Jordan in 1967 in the so-called Six-Day War. However, the West Bank is also home to 2.7 million Palestinian Arabs, with another 327,000 living in East Jerusalem, mostly of whom live under military occupation amid the Israeli settlements. In 1978, the legal advisor of the Department of State had regarded Israeli civilian settlements in the occupied territories, notice I said occupied territories, as explicitly contravening the Fourth Geneva Convention. However, when Ronald Reagan took office in 1981, he reversed that decision, and Pompeo indicated Monday that the U.S. is returning to the Reagan-era position. Thank you. Yeah, Ronnie Reagan. However, the Trump administration has previously recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a position also opposed by the United Nations. Pompeo clarified the U.S. was taking no position in the final status of the boundaries of the city. The U.S. Deal of the Century peace plan, forwarded earlier this year by White House advisor Jared Kushner, has tried to disentangle the 70-year-old conflict with economic incentives. Yeah. In recent months, Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu has pledged to push forward with incorporating the West Bank settlements into Israel proper. Well, I guess there goes the West Bank. This is why they've decoupled, because old Benny Netanyahu is going to further move on the Palestinians and take what is not his to begin with.
Right.
Now, this is a move widely interpreted as a prelude to annexation. Netanyahu said Monday the U.S. move rights a historical wrong. And this is what this guy said. Israel's foreign minister praised Pompeo's comments, saying Israel welcomes the U.S. decision and thanking the Trump administration for its support. However, the Jordanian foreign minister denounced the decision, warning of dangerous consequences if the U.S. changed its position on Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And you know who else got this right, Steve?
Who's that?
Bashar al-Assad. You know, he's calling that. You never see this guy on the news. You know, he's the enemy. He's the regime that we didn't take down yet because Russia stopped it. So, ergo, we're not going to talk about it. You want to talk about Russian collusion? That's the only Russian collusion I know of them protecting their interest in Syria and Iran as well. You want to know why Iran has not been leveled yet? That's because it's just a short hop and a skip over the Syrian border, and the Russians would move right into Iran as well. They're the only...
Well, you know, John,
yeah.
Israel is forever changing the boundaries.
Sure.
The map boundaries. They're forever doing this. And every time there's a little conflict, which is most of the time self-created to create a skirmish, they always seem to push the Palestinians back further and further. And in case, you know, as we know, ownership is 9/10 of the law. So they plant their heels and say, this is ours now. Again, we'll keep pushing them back, until finally there's nowhere to go anymore. They'll have to, the Palestinians will have to go into other countries. And hopefully, well, we don't see that, but I think that's the future for the Palestinians. Palestine will be gone in another 5 years. It will be completely gone. There will be no Palestine in 5 years.
No, there's barely a Palestine right now.
And Netanyahu is a hardliner, and people say, oh, he's corrupt and all these other things. He's gotten some trouble here and there. But you know what? They're not going to remove Netanyahu. He's a hardliner for the cause, and the goal is to take over Palestine completely. It will be all Israeli territory. That is the goal. And so they're not going to remove Netanyahu because he's doing just that. He's going to take this land. He's going to steal it. For Israel, no doubt about it.
Well, and we've reminded folks, and evidently they keep forgetting this, they have a little plan. It's called the Greater Plan for Israel. And what this is an expansion of Israeli territory. Once they get done absorbing Palestine, this whole our foray into the Middle East, this was to clear out the Arab leaders and Arab-led countries so Israel could expand its territory. And here we sit. Jared Kushner, this little, oh God, this yarmulke wearing idiot, because he's Trump's son-in-law and he runs around with a yarmulke on his head, much like Ben Shapiro does, and I haven't quite figured that out, but I think I'm starting to. They own us. They own us. This Jeffrey Epstein, if you noticed how the media has stayed clear of this, there's two good reasons for this. One, they don't want to be the ones exposing, and they don't want to be a little wet spot on the floor someplace because they started talking about Epstein and who his business associates really were. You got a taste of this from jolly old England, and this turned England on its head. We got a guy that was buds and pals with them. We even got photographs of... Yeah, and I'm looking at this.
So essentially what we're talking about here with this, John, is a Heidi Fleiss contact black book of a lot of names of prominent people in England and the United States.
Well,
and
what
they can't have that exposed.
And what else they can't have exposed is Jeffrey Epstein was an asset of the Israeli Mossad. You know, exactly. Do you think this was an accident? Remember when Bill had that stain on that little girl's dress? Do you think that was an accident? That was not an accident that she was in the White House. What do you want to make a bet that that was set up by Jeffrey Epstein or one of his pimps?
Could have been, yeah.
Yeah, very well could have been. You know, yeah. And what has been mentioned here? Well, we know that Bill Clinton. Why isn't anybody talking to Bill Clinton? Or why isn't anybody talking about the woman that worked as closely to Jeffrey Epstein? And I use that term loosely. But why is it nobody's talking to these people? It's like it never happened. And the meme out there is telling you what people are thinking. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I think Jeffrey Epstein's still alive. I think he's over there someplace in Israel, sitting back right about now, having some din-din and probably surfing the internet for pornography, which, by the way, Israel runs a lot of. Oh, boy. Isn't that fascinating? Now, an influential voice at Ben Shapiro, and I'll tell you, folks, just watch the reaction. People are not anti-Semitic. They're just tired of this thing that has come along that has been parading itself as being Jewish, but it ain't really. And that is the political arm, the Zionist.
Right.
So what happens here? An influential voice at Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire blog made a bigoted anti-European remark on his social media account on Tuesday night. Josh Hammer. Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. Editor-at-large Josh Hammer said in a since-deleted Twitter post, Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. This came in response to the following post from George Mason University professor Eugene Kontorovich. He said, pretty amazing, European Union is going to require political country of origin labeling for only two regions of the world, and both of them are in Israel. This is a story I did last week, folks. I hope you paid attention to it, because in Europe, they're going, wait a minute here. We're not going to be dealing with anything Israel, especially if it's in occupied territory. So this is a labeling law, and they threw a nitpicky about this. The European Court of Justice on Tuesday morning ruled that products made in Israel settlements must be labeled as such and may not be marked as products of Israel. The dramatic decision will likely cause already tense relations between Jerusalem and Brussels to further deteriorate, as Israeli politicians from across the political spectrum have long rejected the European Union's policy of distinguishing between goods made in Israel proper and those manufactured in areas that the EU does not recognize as sovereign Israeli territory. They got a bigger problem here than Mr. Pompeo. They've got Europe. Foodstuffs originating in the territories occupied by the state of Israel must bear the indication of their territory. You know what this is a reverse of? The kosher stuff that we have plastered all over our products here. In a statement, a spokesperson of the EU embassy in Ramat Gan said that clear and non-misleading indication of origin is an essential part of the EU's consumer policy. The court's decision confirms the European Commission's interpretive notice of 2015, which first introduced the need to label settlement goods as such. The spokesman added the EU's position regarding this issue did not change. Now, I want to remind you of something here. What we're seeing here is the globalist. What we're seeing here... Now, by the way, this is Hammer's boss, Shapiro. He strongly denounced them during the appearance at Stanford University last week, featuring language similar to failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's infamous basket of deplorables. Now, Hammer's frustration with the globalist bureaucracy may be understandable. He's bigoted Europhobic comments echo leftist critiques of the continent, which have been used to facilitate the mass migration of third world refugees. Folks, this is what is behind multiculturalism, and here is an admission of such.
Such.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia, here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass, and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Europe won't survive. They did pretty okay up until you multiculturalists. And she's what she's talking about is cramming down the multiculturalism move that you're seeing in Europe right now.
An opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
What you got, Steve?
John, yeah, I wanted to go backtrack a little bit, revisit this whole killing the Epstein story. I just had a little theory, and I'll throw it by you. Maybe the listeners will comment on it. But I do believe there's kind of a movement in England to get rid of royalty. I think they've outlived their usefulness. I said that long ago. I'm not sure why the British people want to keep hang on to their royalty. Bunch of rich snobs who make a lot of money and travel around and make a lot of babies and to bring more wealth to them. I think there might be a movement to actually get rid of royalty. And we know that Prince Andrew was on that call list, the Heidi Fleiss call list from Jeffrey Epstein, and a lot of other prominent people in the United States. Bill Clinton met with him and went to the island, and there are lots of people. Even Stephanopoulos went to the island. There's a lot of prominent people on that list. Now, if that were to be divulged and all this information came out with all these people essentially being pedophiles and being part of the sex trade here, participating in the sex trade, well, first of all, the royalty would end. The people would say, you know what, that's it. You're out of here. You're done. And they can't have that happen. The royalty cannot have that happen. Their goal is to stay in power forever. They think they're needed, but they're not.
Well,
and of course, people like Bill Clinton and other prominent names on that would bring down, that possibly could bring down enough information to bring down the government. To think about how many prominent politicians were with children. Think about that, John.
Well,
killing two birds with one stone here. This could be saving the reputation of this government, this government we have now, and also saving the British royalty. Think about it.
Well, and if you think Wiener and his propensity for being in love with his iPhone and sexting, if you will, NBC medical correspondent Bruce Hensel.
Saw that, yeah.
Emmy-winning NBC medical correspondent. Well, the Los Angeles Police Department arrested Dr. Bruce Hensel, 71, and an Emmy Award-winning medical correspondent for NBC, after he had allegedly asked a 9-year-old girl for sexually explicit pictures. Hensel was released from custody later in the day after posting a $5,000 bond and faces 18 months in prison if convicted. What? 18 months and a $5,000 fine? I can get that for going up to a cop and kicking him in his knee. An Emmy Award-winning NBC medical correspondent has been accused of asking a 9-year-old girl for sexually explicit photos. Authorities with the L.A. Police Department, the Juvenile Division, arrested Dr. Bruce Hensel on Wednesday morning for allegedly asking the girl for sexually charged pictures, according to KABC. Hensel was released from custody later in the day after posting a $5,000 bond. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said in a statement that Hensel was charged with one felony count of contact with a minor for sexual purposes. Hensel allegedly asked the daughter of an acquaintance for the images using a messaging app on or about August 4th, according to Deputy District Attorney Angela Brunson of the DA's Cyber Crimes Division. Steve, this is all over America. This is how you get these politicians and people of influence and power to do your bidding. Because we have this on you, and normally you wouldn't go out and do what we're asking, but, you know, what about you and your career and your retirement? What about the embarrassment for your family? And yeah. Well, if you're that damn weak, you fall for this kind of claptrap, you don't deserve to be in the job that you're in already. But my God in heaven, $5,000 and possibly? What do you want to make a bet the guy doesn't get more than 30 days?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.